Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too. It's Live and Local Now. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. And this kind of a swan song for Erin Bilbray. She's leaving for the summer to go to Montana, of all places. Although Montana, I understand, is beautiful.
Oh, gorgeous.
This time of year?
Absolutely gorgeous, yes.
And they've had the first thaw, so you're not going to be, like, dressing in boots and gloves.
No,
and
it should be really nice weather.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to think if I've even been to Montana.
Oh, well, you'll have to come and visit.
I don't think I've been to Montana. That is really weird.
You'll have to come and visit.
The
other thing is you also have to take care of my cousin is going to be staying at my house. She's a teacher in Louisiana, and she's coming for the summer. So I'll have to introduce you so you can take
her
out.
Good. I will. Make sure she gets plenty of Italian food, and she's probably a vegan, right? Is she a vegan?
No. She's from Louisiana. She's from New Orleans.
People in New Orleans. Cajun.
Beautiful.
I'll take her to Rhythm Kitchen.
She's beautiful, but she eats, you know.
I'll take her to Rhythm Kitchen then.
She's great.
And she'll feel right at home.
Perfect.
Gotta love that. Since we last talked, another school shooting, this time in Texas, this time in Santa Fe, Texas. And of course, everybody now calling for more gun control and this and that. I found it interesting, though, that the sheriff, Art Acevedo, of the sheriff there in Santa Fe, and his route to gun control was, let's make owners of weapons accountable to where if their kids steal their guns and in the commission of a felony, that they can be charged as well in some way.
I think parents have a responsibility. I think they have a responsibility across the board. I mean, you need to be monitoring your children, and if you have guns, they need to be locked up. And
this is not a 6-year-old who finds a gun and kills little brother.
Right. I understand that.
This is different. This is a 17-year-old, in fact, in the District of Columbia and in other communities, they're talking about allowing 16 and 17-year-olds to vote. So these are not like little kids we're talking about.
I think that parents have a sense of culpability when it comes to their children, and they have a responsibility not to have guns out that these kids can get access to. And from what I was hearing from this morning, the father's been speaking, and he said, you know, the boy had been bullied, and which is all serious. You know, the bullying issue is serious. I mean, my husband and I were talking about it this morning. Everyone talks about how schools have a zero bullying policy, but I don't know a single school that actually enforces that either. So I think there's a lot of responsibility from when these kids have access to gun, when they're having some mental problems, no one's intervening. I do think parents have a responsibility.
Okay. I have a gun safe. I have a key to the gun safe. It's on my key ring.
Right.
I'm taking a nap back in the bedroom. My keys are on the kitchen table.
I think that everything goes, Kevin, there are different. I don't know how much access that this guy had, his son had. If you're telling me that you've got your guns in a gun safe and they're locked away, and the 17-year-old is able to figure out your hiding space and goes in and gets it, I think it's a little different than having the guns just laying around the apartment.
So you're willing to give the guy a pass if indeed he had guns in a gun safe, but the kid just, you know, knew the combination or knew where, grabbed his keys off the kitchen table.
Absolutely. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. For instance, if I have a party, okay, and I like my wine, right? But if I have a party for my kids, and they're 16 years old, and somebody gets into my wine, gets drunk, and goes and drives a car and hits somebody else, I am responsible for allowing those kids to have access to that wine.
The same way bartenders overserve.
And so when there's kids at my house, I am like a hawk watching everything that is going on because I try to be a responsible parent.
But let me ask you.
Not any different from guns.
Okay, now. But see, here's the problem I have that I say accountability, yes, but we already have that Because I guarantee you the parents of every one of those 10 dead kids are going to be suing the school district, the principal.
I think, and again, I don't know that we
and
know.
And probably the parents of the shooter.
I don't know that we know all the facts yet. I think we will know the facts, but I do think that parents have, if they were irresponsible with giving this child access to guns, then there is a responsibility that should be placed on the parent.
Now, I will tell you, in Texas, they approach guns a lot differently than they do, say, in Parkland, Florida.
Okay.
That doesn't, and in fact, if you look at the church shooting a number of months back.
Right, I remember.
A guy goes across the street to his house, gets his gun, walks back across the street, shoots the guy, and prevents countless more fatalities.
Okay, yes, and you know, but we are talking about shootings in schools, and there really should not be a case that there are guns in schools.
Okay, now what we're being told is that they have already started. They had already started to harden the targets, that they had policies, and in fact they were training teachers with weapons, but they had not completed that.
Yeah, Is this
another indicator that we need armed teachers in our schools?
I am not. I think that is a ridiculous idea. You can't tell me that you're actually. Are you in favor of armed teachers?
I am.
I am.
So many teachers are Iraq and Afghan war veterans. They have been trained on weapons. They understand weapons. They understand the harm they can do. And the idea that we make these schools a gun-free zone is ridiculous.
So my kid goes to the top magnet school here in Clark County. Excellent school. They don't even have enough money for textbooks. But now we're going to spend money on arming our teachers? That to me is like, where are our priorities? Why don't we try to get to the bottom of this gun violence that is running rapid in the United States? Right now, Republicans in Congress will not even let the Center for Disease Control do a study on what's causing this violence, this epidemic. I mean, but our answer is, well, let's just arm the teachers. We don't have enough desks or books or...
But we'll have plenty of guns.
But that's just asinine.
No. But if at Santa Fe High School, you had teachers that were armed, the death toll would it have been or would it have been five?
Let me ask you this question. So what's going to stop the kid that has some mental issues from getting the gun now from the teacher instead of the parents?
Well, in states like Texas, you just strap it on. And you wear it, open carry.
Well, first of all, people like me do not want to be strapping on a gun in open carry. And I am thinking about this.
But we all eat in restaurants where cops are there, and they've got their weapon on their hip.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with cops carrying guns. I do know this. You were saying that all these teachers that are served in the military. I'm trying to think over the course of the years with my daughters in public school, except for... Navy ROTC, I don't know any teachers that served in the military.
They're out there.
Maybe very few.
Maybe we should be hiring Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans.
Instead of hiring teachers that are qualified, that have been trained in the arts of education?
Oh, now you're hitting below. If they're products of our universities... and higher education, we got problems.
You know what?
Maybe that's why we're 50 out of 50. Maybe that's why, as a nation,
you know what?
We're like number
15. I am all about hiring vets, but vets that have degrees in education that have been trained to teach children.
Don't you go anywhere. Right. Don't even think about going to Montana. Stick around. More to do with Aaron Bilbray, Democrat activist / mom. We're not done as we continue live and local now.
Rocks.
It is live and local now. We've been arguing through the commercial break. I wish we could have brought you that. I won the argument, by the way, just so, but you didn't get to hear that part. No, but seriously though, this whole deal of arming teachers, because this is, and I guarantee you, in Texas, it is going to come up again. because they want, they just have a different attitude towards guns than they do, say, in Florida.
You know what? Arming teachers, I think, is crazy, and I think it's a recipe for disaster. And if you talk to most teachers, if you talk to the teachers, the people that are actually in the classroom, they don't want to be armed either. Sure, you know, it's like you'll find like one crazy person out of 1,000 that'll say, I want to be armed. They probably will call into the show and say that. But by far, 99% of the teachers do not want to be armed.
And that's fine. It's like the air marshals. When I get on an airplane, I don't know if there is an air marshal on there or not. It might be one passenger out of 150.
Maybe we need to take the time to look at the Centers for Disease Control and let them actually figure
out. Another study.
Well, why won't Republicans even let them study it? That to me, I mean, what are they so afraid of hearing is the cause for all of this violence, which we know is so much higher than any other first world country.
But we have something called the Second Amendment.
We do.
And all these other countries don't have.
You know what?
What does
that have to do with letting the Centers for Disease Control do a study? That doesn't take away your Second Amendment right.
Let the Kaiser Foundation do it.
Why would the government that is responsible for understanding what health epidemics are happening and why they're happening,
This is not a health epidemic. Now, I will grant it's a mental health epidemic.
That's health.
That we have a lot of crazed people in our society.
Why is this happening, and can we get to the bottom of this? I don't think you're hearing anyone say, take everybody's guns away. I mean, I have a gun. I have a handgun, which is locked in a way. No one is saying take away their guns. What we're saying is let's start being responsible, and let's figure out what is causing this to happen in these schools. This is not American for kids to go to high school and be in fear every single day.
Well, in the case of Parkland, Florida, we had a colossal failure of just about everybody. Every responsible party screwed up. Broward County screwed up. The principal of the school. How does this kid get onto the school grounds? Interesting. The rent-a-cops or the
not going in to help the kids.
Yeah.
I agree. Not engaging.
So many. That is the classic example of the cascade of failures that resulted in all those people dying.
Listen, and again, that's why let's start looking at these things and come up with like reasonable solutions to these problems with people that are experts in these areas, not just like shooting at the hip and saying, oh, let's just arm the teachers, it'll go away. It's not going to make anything go away.
But from a practical standpoint, wouldn't a school where there are only, let's say, as in the case of Santa Fe, where they had two officers, two guns versus a guy with a sawed-off shotgun and a handgun, if they'd had, let's say, four officers or two officers and three teachers?
But I think,
Would that have resulted in 10 students being gunned down to maybe 8 or 7? Kevin, that means 3 or 4 families would have their kids with them now.
Kevin, so I think you and I both agree there are some pretty smart people in the United States of America. There are people that are recognized in public health. There's people that understand the psychology of violence. There's even top educators that understand, you know, what is the proper place or how we should be educating our kids. Instead of you and I on talk radio coming up with a solution, why not gather these great minds to come up and start studying this and figure out a real way to keep our kids safe?
These great minds created the flu vaccine that gave me the flu
over the Christmas holidays. Your flu vaccine did not give you the flu. Your flu vaccine, unfortunately, this year with the flu vaccine, did not hit all the flu.
It made
this
me
year.
Sick.
Your vaccine did not make you sick. It was probably.
I had it.
Just, you,
I went to Walmart. I got the shot, and in 2 days I was presenting.
So are you not going to get your flu vaccine next year?
I'm not going to.
I'm getting my flu vaccine.
Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you holding. A lot of you want to talk about this. And a lot of you maybe want to confront Erin because, as is usually the case, she's so incredibly wrong. So wrong. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Kevin Wall, Erin Bilbray, what's up?
Good morning to the both of you.
Hi, Paul.
Erin, look, you're an intelligent lady, It bothers me to have to even suggest that a teacher would carry a firearm in a classroom. And I agree, wouldn't it be nice to know what the cause of it is? But until, and let's say they do the study, and they come up with, this is the problem, while they're doing the study, these unstable individuals are still out there. And until it's resolved, you have to do something. Now, you're concerned about somebody taking the gun away from the teacher. Well, police officers carry retention holsters. There are three levels of security on a retention holster. If a cop is wrestling with a suspect on the ground, the suspect cannot take the gun out of the holster because it is secured. So until the officer is ready to use it, God forbid, he doesn't have to worry about this person he's wrestling with getting the gun. So the teachers bring their own gun, approved by the sheriff of Clark County. They buy their own retention holster, approved by the sheriff of Clark County. They pass the law that says the teachers can carry a firearm concealed, so if the kids get upset if they see the gun, okay, it's not visible, so nobody can get it from the teacher. The teacher has it. If a deranged individual with a firearm comes into the school, and the moment the door is opened up, this teacher takes care of business. And for this reason, everybody's got a right to life. When you walk into the school says you can't have any means of self-defense, even though you have the right not to die at the hand of another human being. The school says the weapon you would choose to protect yourself is forbidden there, while all of this insanity is going on. So you're an intelligent lady, Erin. What do you suggest?
I am going to say, and thank you for the compliment. I'm going to say this. I'm a mother who has two daughters in public schools. I would not want my daughters in public schools where the teachers were armed. That would make me feel unsafe.
Okay. So the school where your kids go, you're figuring, it's a big country. What are the odds that another deranged individual?
No, I'm not saying that. I am not saying that at all. I am saying that every mother that I know is in constant fear, and we need to figure out what the solution is. I just don't think that putting more guns in more people's hands is what the solution is to this problem. And I just strongly disagree. And I find this to be extremely frightening. And I know this is a hot button issue. And I also kind of feel like this is almost a bit of a sexist issue, because I'm looking at the monitor and every single person that's calling in is a male. I'd like to hear from some mothers that have kids in public schools. And I'd like to get some of these mothers' opinions on what they think.
Hey, Paul, I'm glad you called. We're going to see if we can recruit some moms out there. And you may have a different... I would feel, if I had kids in a Clark County public school or Washoe County public school, whatever it would be, I would feel safer knowing that my kid was being protected by that third-hour teacher.
You know what? And I don't. And, Kevin, you saw me right after the Florida shooting. And when I found out that it was the junior Navy ROTC kids that had really protected the other kids in the school, I really broke down. It hit really close to home. I am sorry. I know people are very passionate about their guns. No one's saying take any guns away. But you have to understand my perspective as a mother with two daughters, how passionate and how horrible this is to be in fear of this. And that's why I'd like to hear from some mothers, or at the very least, if you're a father, you know, that has kids in public schools.
844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Go to John in Las Vegas. John's listening on 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. A couple of things, and then I'll get off. My first suggestion to Ms. Bilbray is, or my question would be, have you taken a personal self-defense type of course that's street-oriented?
I have.
And have you encouraged your daughters to take the same course?
So my oldest daughter is a member of the JR of ROTC at her school and has been involved in this. She went to Navy Sea Cadet Corps when she was fifth grade, has been has been training. I think she's in, you know, probably there might be a few self-defense classes that she could still take. I know when I was younger, the self-defense classes I taught were like things like, you know, how to use your high heel shoe if you need to on, you know, on the streets of Washington, D.C. So I do believe that the youngest, I haven't done it yet. I think that's a good idea. And I think maybe she is going to a survival camp this summer in Montana. So so I do encourage this type of thing, this type of self-reliance with my daughters. And I think they're good suggestions for all daughters.
And people are not willing, and I'm a former educator.
Great.
And if you want to see what it would look like to keep a facility from having somebody get into it, go visit Spring Mountain Youth Camp, the youth camps and the prisons and the places where they do try and keep things out. And my people are not willing to do what's going to be necessary to keep these facilities safe. The kids, nor the parents, nor the community are ready or to that point to actually do what's necessary to make this whole situation. It's not about the gun. It's about whatever is available and it can be used to harm somebody.
I agree with you. And I think also, I mean, since you are a former educator, I'd like to get your opinion in terms of what I mentioned before. Every school I know has a zero tolerance for bullying, except that I never see that being enforced.
Part of the problem is the parents.
I don't see the teachers enforcing, and I'm a big fan of the teachers, but I don't see the teachers enforcing it either.
Because teachers get in trouble.
Well,
the teachers will get in trouble to some degree, and people will stand up and say no, but that's untrue. As soon as you start taking steps, there's not support across the board within the district nor the schools.
I think that's a problem, because as a parent, we're being told there's zero tolerance for bullying. But we're finding out that that's not really the case. It's just something that they slap on a bunch of logos.
Say, it's policy. It's policy.
But it's not being enforced.
Yeah.
And that's a scary place, because you're, as a parent, you're thinking, well, if they're saying zero tolerance, then it's not going on, or at least they're stopping a lot of it. But it sounds like they're stopping none of it.
We found a mom who's out there, Sheila. Sheila, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin. That's Aaron Bilbray. Good morning.
Hi, Sheila. How old are your kids?
I have 8-year-olds.
Excellent.
That are in school. And I also have nephews and nieces and college-aged students that are in college.
And your eight-year-old goes to school here in Clark County in a public school?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about it?
I would feel much better if there were armed security guards at every school. Not only armed security guards, but also teachers or faculty who have gone through the proper training, who are hidden within the school so that students wouldn't know who has a gun. So that when they go to target a room, they don't know if somebody in that room, in that classroom, has a gun and they can fight back. I want the ability to fight back, somebody who can fight back to protect my child. To go into a classroom and use a high heel shoe, that's ridiculous. It's absurd.
Well, I wasn't referring to myself going into a classroom and using a high heel shoe. The other question asked if I had ever had any type of self-defense class. And I was explaining that. But you would like your teachers at your elementary school to be armed?
Yes, absolutely.
And you don't have any fear that you'd like the prison type of environment for your 8-year-old?
No, I do not. Because you know what? You go to Europe. I've been to Europe. You see that in Europe. You get off the airplane in Europe and there's a gun. I feel safe when there
I don't
are
think
guns
there's.
Around.
I don't know of any European countries that have guns in schools.
No, but she was saying in airports.
Well, that's very naive.
So, or
that's
would you,
very naive.
And bars, which is bars, I'm assuming on windows at the elementary schools, would that be?
But Aaron, if it makes them safe, though,
I don't think that's the type of environment. I'm going to have to respectfully disagree. I don't think that's the type of environment that children, especially at 8 years old, should be being educated in.
Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a gated community?
I do not.
do people put bars on their homes to protect themselves because there are people out there who want to do harm to individuals?
Well, and do you know that they've actually done studies on gated communities?
You're not
if you let me answer the question, they have done studies on gated communities, and actually they found that crime is higher behind gated communities because people have a false sense of security. They think those gates are actually keeping them safe.
I'm familiar with that study, but what I'm asking you is people live behind gates because they feel more safe. They have guards at their gate.
But it's a false sense of security.
Home. Many of these children, what they're exposed to on a daily basis between television, violent video games that they are allowed to play in the homes, by putting an armed guard in the school, the child isn't going to see the gun. The child doesn't even know there's somebody in that school that has a gun.
Oh, I don't know. Kids have a way of figuring things out. So I think you sometimes aren't given... I have a difference of opinion than you. You know, God bless you. This is America. We're allowed to have difference of opinions. I do not think that our teachers should be armed. And I certainly don't want my children being educated in a prison-like system.
Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. You're on with Aaron Bilbray. Go right ahead.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great.
Good.
Good to talk to you.
How are you?
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of... I'm doing good. I just kind of wanted to weigh in. I am a Second Amendment supporter, and I do believe that, obviously, this is a very complicated situation. I'm kind of in the middle here. I do believe the school should be equipped with armed security. I do not believe that we should just let all teachers or whoever have a weapon. And the reason I say that is because they're there to teach. And even though they may or may not be qualified or comfortable with a weapon, the problem is that when you unholster a weapon, the whole world changes. And I can say this because I've had to do it before. Things do not go the way you plan. It's not a movie.
Right.
So if you have 200 students running out for a fire alarm being pulled and you've got a teacher armed and that teacher has to draw that weapon to defend the children, while I'm totally for defending the kids, obviously, the thing is that when that teacher unholsters that weapon, every single kid there, their life is in their hands.
Right.
And it's not just a matter of protecting the kids. You know, I actually had to unholster a weapon before and draw a gun on someone that had another gun. And I was working armed security. And when we told the person to drop their gun, they absolutely refused to do it. We see it happen with the police all the time. People do not comply.
Yeah.
And if they do not comply, then the responsibility drops firmly in your lap. What are you going to do now?
Yeah. Right. Can I tell you a great point? We're running out of time. I do appreciate your call, though.
I think Dave was really reasonable, and you could tell he was actually, you could tell there was a lot of experience there because he was really struggling with things, decisions that he has had to make in the past. And that's the type of person that I feel safe having a gun. But not everyone should be carrying a gun in a school.
You promise you'll come at least by phone a couple of times during the summer, maybe?
I will.
Okay, fair enough. You have a great summer.
Thank you.
We'll talk with you soon. Stick around. That's Aaron Bilbray, Democrat, activist/mom, as we continue Live and Local now.
I'm Bill Townsend, and I approve this message. If there's one thing I've learned from starting companies and creating over 4,000 jobs, it's that no problem is insurmountable. Once you identify the root cause, you can create solutions. This is the philosophy that I'll bring to Washington, representing the great people of Nevada CD4 as your new voice in Congress. Visit townsendfornevada.com. Together, we'll take back America with accountable leadership that gives people hope for a better tomorrow. Paid for by the Townsend Campaign.
I'm Craig Mueller, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As I've traveled across all parts of this great state over the last few months, it has become clear to me Nevadans are fed up. They are fed up with being controlled by their government through decree instead of governed by them through consent. They are fed up with over 86% of land controlled by unelected federal bureaucrats who live 2,300 miles away in Washington. They are fed up with seeing the Constitution and our state laws ignored, not enforced. Well, I'm fed up too. That's why I'm running to be your next Attorney General. And when elected, I will file suit against the Bureau of Land Management to get them out of Nevada. Whenever the federal government oversteps its authority, I will push back. I will serve Nevada and the U.S. Constitutions and the people of Nevada, not special interests. But I can't do it without your help. Please go to Craig4Nevada.com to learn more about me and how you can support my race. That's Craig4Nevada.com. Paid for by the committee to elect Craig Mueller.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism. And the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Look, folks, there's a lot more on the ballot than just governor, senator, and congressman. You need to focus on who we elect as judges. That's the place where we're losing our country. In Nevada, the elites haven't taken our rights away to pick our own judges. Yet. Please check out Nevada Supreme Court election for open seat C on the June 12th primary ballot. This is the first time in a decade that Nevada voters have a chance to pick a justice for the highest court in Nevada for themselves. Check out Alan Lefevre. The courts can be the last line of defense when government overreaches and chips away at our rights. Alan Lefevre is the correct choice if you believe in personal and economic freedom. Alan fled California because it was already a nanny state 30 years ago. He will not let Nevada go the way of California. Alan Lefevre believes, like our state's founding fathers, that Nevadans are a free people entitled to a limited government. Vote for Alan Lefevre. Go to Alan4NSCCC.com. That's Alan, the number 4, NSC for Nevada Supreme Court, CC.com. Alan Lefevre to keep Nevada, Nevada, not California. Alan Lefevre.
Paid for by Lefevre for Nevada Supreme Court Justice, Seat C.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Helgling, conservative candidate for State Senate District 8. I'm running because we need someone with courage to stand up to politicians and fight for you in Carson City. I'm a mother and a small business owner. I support school choice and ESA funding. I'll fight against tax increases. I'll fight against any attempt to bring sanctuary cities to Nevada. And I'll fight for your Second Amendment rights. On June 12th, vote for me, Elizabeth Helgling, for State Senate District 8. For more information, go to ElizabethForNevada.com. Paid for by Friends of Elizabeth Helgling.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Greg Herlin talks about your money coming up in our next hour. Yeah, how to make your investment dollars go further. I like that. Let's go to John in Las Vegas. John, you're up. I got about 60 seconds. Go right ahead.
Okay. Hey, Kevin. Good to hear from you, man. But listen, I hate calling in. But listen, to your previous guest here, listen up. We're still not doing what needs to be done. The airports are locked down. We need to lock down the schools. I don't care what all these bleeding heart liberals, we need to stop talking and arguing about this. I wrote a song called Guns Away. The Parkland shooting, okay? Now another one has happened since then.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Sorry I had to cut you off, but I'm running up against the break. Stick around. Greg Herlin talks about your money. That's all coming up next, live and local now.
I'm Bill Townsend, and I approve this message. If there's one thing I've learned from starting companies and creating over 4,000 jobs, it's that no problem is insurmountable. Once you identify the root cause, you can create solutions. This is the philosophy that I'll bring to Washington, representing the great people of Nevada CD4 as your new voice in Congress. Visit townsendfornevada.com. Together, we'll take back America with accountable leadership that gives people hope for a better tomorrow. Paid for by the Townsend Campaign.
I'm Craig Mueller, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As I've traveled across all parts of this great state over the last few months, it has become clear to me Nevadans are fed up. They are fed up with being controlled by their government through decree instead of governed by them through consent. They are fed up with over 86% of land controlled by unelected federal bureaucrats who live 2,300 miles away in Washington. They are fed up with seeing the Constitution and our state laws ignored, not enforced. Well, I'm fed up too. That's why I'm running to be your next Attorney General.